The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Papa Vink. A figure of mystery, Papa Vink is a wizened half-dverg who for years lived as a hermit in various parts of the Five Lakes district. No light achievement considering the dangerous wildlife of the area. Some say he has become frail, but the observant will notice there's nothing frail about the ancient little trunk of a man. Into his thick beard he has plaited the bones and teeth of animals he has hunted. His clothes are ornamented with trinkets and the strange talismans he has acquired over the years. Behind the insane chatter, the constant chewing of narcotic mushrooms, and a disarmingly evil grin lie glittering eyes of rare intelligence. Those who have seen them together will know that even Boss Castle treats Vink with respect. The little dverg has something of an aura about him. Other gangers fear him, and only the foolish mock him behind his back. Those that mock him to his face suffer no immediate consequence, but are found mysteriously dead sometime later. Vink's past is a mystery, but he and Castle seem to have some sort of understanding. No one has been brave enough to ask Vink what it might be, and even less so, Boss Castle. But there's some reason Castle keeps him around, beyond the fact that he's an excellent shot. The only person who doesn't treat Vink with respect is Kaneda. But for whatever reason, the former hermit seems not to mind, grinning and nodding evilly at Kaneda in reply to any sort of criticism or insult. The firms have many unusual characters in their ranks, but Papa Vink is the most enigmatic and perhaps even the most dangerous. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the drowned earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.